Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, well, welcome to the Friday edition of the podcast. It's a big show today. Ryan Daniels made his way in here and he had some big derby news to drop us.
trying to figure out what happened with Ryan Daniels. Ryan Daniels.
He spoke.
Three and a half cans, Rhino.
Three and a half.
Two and a half for you.
Yeah.
Neck and neck.
Mine gone down to two and a half. I thought I was a three can man.
No, over three. Safe spot.
Okay.
Three safe spot, four safe words.
Which is fine.
It's a small step, isn't it? It's like you're walking a tightrope.
We should do it as a phone topic, actually. Have you ever been in a relationship where you needed a safe word?
There you go, Monday.
And he's in jail now. Yeah.
Vulture.
It was pony. Pony, yes.
And every time I said pony, he started going, nah.
Mixed messages are so tricky.
Yeah.
Good question for you guys. A few days ago, I saw somebody at my gym booking a personal training session, and then days went by. She's a new member of the gym. A few days went by. I was at the gym at the same time when the actual training session was going on.
Yeah.
Yes. In that space between when they booked to when the training session happened, the PT broke his leg.
So he's on crutches.
Now, are you paying full tote for that personal training session? Because like he wasn't really doing any of
the
machines.
Well, he's got to show you the movements, doesn't he?
Well, he wasn't showing him.
That's what you want.
No, I'm paying full tote.
You're paying full tote?
I am.
I reckon you asked for a dissy. When I book this, two legs.
What do you want the bloke? That's the problem with you.
If you team that up with taking your wine home.
Yeah, but I book it false, you know. I booked with two legs, popped up with one.
No.
That's terrible. You know what?
Sold down the river.
Right here, this is the guy that probably lingers at public parks and someone's got a PT and then he just runs and does all the things besides it. Yeah, he'd be that guy. Push-ups now.
If you'd agreed to run a marathon together, I'd probably ask for a discount on the session. He's not running the marathon.
Yeah.
He's not lifting the weights for you.
No, but a lot of the time it was like, we're going to do this, and then they were bumbling around because he wasn't really used to the crutches. It was a fresh leg break, you know what I mean? A lot of bumbling around.
He's got his disability at the moment. Let him go.
Yeah, he's differently able. Stop being so horrible.
Full tote.
You book an appointment today and you pay overs.
I'll pay double. Yeah. There we go. An Aussie couple. Yeah. They've booked a flight to Budapest, which is in Hungary. It's a lovely place.
Mm-hmm.
They got to
the airport. What's that song?
I've not been there.
George Ezra, Budapest. Yeah, it is a good song.
That's good by me.
I was just going to say.
Where did that come from?
How about we play some of it?
I'm stalling for you. How about some music? Let's not continue the story. Let's find the song I was referencing.
This is a good song.
Yeah, it's lovely. You know what he's going to do, Zave? He'll just edit the hell out of this and all of that will disappear.
Yeah, I'll make me sound like a hero. Just coming in with the song immediately. Nah, so they booked to Budapest, which is in Hungary. They got to the airport. They realised that they booked a flight to Bucharest, which is in Romania. Very different. Hungary. Any mistakes on a holiday like that, similar, booking wrong places?
No, I want to know what happens in Romania. Because my big thing is going to restaurants. What are they dishing
out? I think Romanian women are really attractive.
I agree with that.
Are they?
I think they are really, like, known as, you know, when you go to the top 10 most attractive countries.
Croatian girls, they're hot.
The neighbour of.
Yeah,
is it a neighbour of? I don't even know.
They're all, yeah, it's pretty
close. Don't ask me about maps.
Get into the train, Euro rail.
Romanian food.
Yeah. How would you be there? Would you just cop it and be like, well, this is.
You know the movie Taken?
That's Romania.
Yes.
Is that Romania?
That is in Romania.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I definitely wouldn't go. They'd definitely kidnap me. I'm being sold. Are you interested? What's going on over there?
You're approaching people.
Put your hand up.
Excuse me.
Put your hand up. I'll kick and scream, but I'm pretty keen to get on that yacht.
She's young and a virgin, but I can do are ridiculous.
I've been through it.
Jeez.
That came out very wrong. That didn't mean to sound like that.
All right, Romanian food.
and again, how about my pop culture? I've gone
good.
Song into movie.
Into movie.
Yeah, nice.
You're a pop culture
That's
man.
That's a twofer.
Okay, let me run
haven't
some.
Haven't seen Pulp Fiction, but.
Who's that?
Stop.
Pulp Fiction. I always just think of like pulp, like is it like
Pulp Fiction. Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Get onto that. No, all right, okay. So yes or no with your Romanian food? Okay. Entree, cabbage rolls.
No.
Oh no, God.
Then we're going to what do we do next? Oh, polenta.
Polenta's okay.
Fry it up polenta's in a chip form or something. Give me some aioli. Mm. Yeah. grilled mince meat rolls. Depends how they cook.
That just sounds like
it sounds horrible,
hot dog.
But it could be.
I mean,
fabulous.
That just sounds like a burger.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Mince meat's a home job, not a restaurant thing.
Beef tripe soup.
Ew. No thanks. Dessert.
Honouring the pig. It's just, I don't know, it looks like that. It's just yellow like with lumps in it.
Yeah, no, you leave that alone.
Yeah, nah,
I think
no
Rome as opposed to Romania, perhaps.
Okay.
Stuck over it. Food wise,
yeah,
you know.
Right. Careful what you say.
What?
There'll be a story.
We send you to Romania.
Horizontal tease.
I'm not going to Romania. We'll just send you.
Oh, why not Rome? Oh, she mucked up. She mucked up. She tried to book Romania. Woo.
This Monday is the Oscars. I've got all of the nominations for best. Yeah, so a year ago since Will Smith slapped Chris.
Don't
not Chris Brown.
Can't.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Yeah, well, there's one that deserved it and one that didn't.
I've got all the nominations for the best movie. I think we should all pick one and then see which one comes through.
Okay,
I probably haven't seen any of them. Go on.
Yeah, no, I don't think any of us have. So we've got All Quiet on the Western Front, which I don't
know. It's on Netflix.
Avatar, The Way of the Water. Avatar, big movie. Obviously, the first one was huge.
Avatar's not going to win.
Yeah, you don't get a second time round.
The Banshees of the, should have pre-read this, Inisherin. Inisherin.
Yeah, the Banshees.
Yeah. Elvis. That was big.
That was a good movie.
Went too long. Never saw it, though.
Yeah.
No, but it actually held me, and I'm the first person to look at a watch and go, come on, man, let's wrap this. So, interesting.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. That was the one that had all the controversy with Olivia.
Is that the,
that's
that
the one.
Thing's gotten up?
Yeah, that's
with
the
Harry
one.
Star-
with
Harry Styles in it.
So you know about this?
Well, not
you know
that one,
story?
No.
Yeah, not that one. No. Oh,
she was Pot and Harry Styles.
Yeah.
What, actually Pot?
Yeah, at Pot. Yeah.
And then
Watermelon Sugar.
Watermelon Sugar.
Yeah. And then they go... They were going to all their presses to do the promotional stuff, and it was getting really awkward. No
Harry,
one would talk to her.
Harry
was
spat
weird.
On old mate on Chris Pine.
Right.
Yeah, that was
Chris
all of that
Pine
stuff.
Spit.
Did we work out what went on there?
Nah, he totally did that on purpose.
He's a
absolutely.
Big old greenie.
Yeah,
that one. The Fablemans
won't do a shoey, but will spit on someone.
Will spit on someone. Fablemans, Tar, Top Gun, Maverick, and Triangle of Sadness.
I'm on Elvis.
Elvis?
I'm on Styles.
You're on Styles.
Styles is running hot at the moment, mate.
All right, I'll go...
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. So that's Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Sorry.
You're right.
No, I just blanked
like
out and thought
memory.
I was about to go.
Radio delay.
No, seriously. I went under a bridge, okay?
So Elvis, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I'll go Top Gun Maverick then.
Okay.
We'll see what one
wins
on Monday.
You're not winning.
Oh, Top Gun, huge, mate. Tom Cruise.
Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy the podcast.
See ya.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Big day.
It is a big day. On many fronts.
I was going to say, well, we were going to go, hey, because we've got a big footy day today.
No, something big has happened.
Go on, take over. What's happened,
Well,
Zave?
The finally, after 6 years, 6 years of asking for a new chair because the chairs in here just snap on every Tom, Dick and Harry.
Yeah.
And we're just probably lucky that it hasn't been a guest of some note.
Oh. Mm.
But after a back injury 2 weeks ago and three physio lessons in between or classes, I have the most lubricated brand new chair. Michelle, look at this. Look, just
have
a soft push. Soft push.
It's just.
Can't hear it.
That's still rolling.
It just rolled. Yeah.
That's
just,
still rolling.
Yeah,
roll.
Well, that's a chair.
And that's aerodynamics
as
well. You know what I mean?
Chair.
That's engineering.
It's got the cushioning with the harder back that can fall back. Did you see Alistair Clarkson, the North Melbourne coach?
Yeah.
He was in a meeting yesterday and his chair just literally fell to pieces.
Did it?
He knows.
First,
it
went back a bit and he was on a cabana. And then the back just completely broke.
I'll tell you what, I was working to get a mechanical bull at this function for the footy, for frothies that we've got today. I'm just going to bring one of the your old chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring it to the pub, wheel her in, and try your luck. Yeah.
You manage to sit on it for 15 seconds, you win.
You win.
Just started to get feeling back in the leg, so that's
that
good after
good.
The disc issues I've had. So
I just love that you're safe.
Yeah, there's no armrest, so I can roll out. There's no roll bar on this yet.
If you hear a thud, he's falling
imagine
out.
That. I sue work for no roll bar.
Get the masking tape. We'll just tape him in for the 3 hours.
No, but looking forward to tonight and also.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be
huge. It is going to be huge. Friday footy frothies happening today, and we have some of the last invites as soon as you hear the AFL siren. Might give you guys a little bit of control today on the AFL siren.
Oh, thanks,
button.
Mate. You've just ruined the next break.
Oh.
I'm going to be trigger happy based on that.
Whoops.
Yeah, that was the very next break.
Well, that's coming up.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Book your next event at the Canfield, Australia's biggest pub. The footy season is knocking on the door. So, it's our shout with 92.9 Triple M's Friday Footy Frothies.
Yeah, that is right. It is going down this afternoon. You and three mates at the Canfield Beers, JB, Billy, all happening.
And I fired a bullet randomly. And I'll tell you what, our screens lit up like New Year's Eve fireworks.
Like a Christmas tree, yeah.
Goodness me, hundreds of calls came in, and it's only half five. So we're going to say good morning to one person, and hopefully they have three friends that can come along today to the Canfield. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, have you got three friends?
Yes.
Do you enjoy the footy?
Yes.
Who do you support?
West Coast.
Do you want to come to the Canfield tonight?
Yes, please.
Tickets are yours, mate. Yeah, look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you.
4 p.m. onwards, mark it in your diary. We'll see you there. Yeah.
Is it four, is it?
Yeah, I think
four
so. O'clock. I just checked in with production.
Is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We've talked about Will Smith and the slap, and Chris Rock's had his comedy special out on Netflix this weekend, just gone. Well, I just have a little revisit to Chris and his work.
Practices selective outrage. Because everybody knows what the f*** happened. Everybody that really knows I had nothing to do with the f***. I didn't have any entanglements.
Yeah, so Chris Rock got right into him, you know. Well, obviously he got slapped at the Oscars. You're not happy about that. Took himself a bit of time to get through it, and then he's done his special. Yeah. And he's basically,
it's so embarrassing
it
now. You're thinking about it, hey?
Oh, absolutely. It's so embarrassing. He's like unraveled all of like what's going on in their lives, which they did anyhow, because she does a podcast where she just tells the world about everything in their life. But it's like Will, it's come out. Will's upset about that special.
I'd be a little bit more upset about the 4 years prior.
Yeah.
When the son's best mate's getting entanglement with your
entangled
wife.
Entangled with your wife. I know, but can you even believe that he'd say he's upset? You don't get to be upset.
No, Will, you don't. You're banned from being upset for 2 years.
It's like being
surprised. A 2 year suspension.
You can't be surprised that's happened to you.
You can't clock a bloke on the world's biggest stage and then be upset when he goes digging.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, exactly. Like Charles Manson going, well, I'm going to jail.
Yeah,
yeah mate, you're going to jail. Yeah. I swear to God, though, imagine the tension in the house right now.
No, so I reckon there is. I reckon they're in a different world. Different worlds.
What do you mean?
La La Land, both of them.
Oh, like, no, I've seen videos. They're not. It's a normal fighting household.
Is it?
Yeah, totally. She's got in his face before with the camera to promote her podcast, and he's like, this is private time. Can you please not?
Yeah.
And it's uploaded. Like, she does
a decent podcast.
Yeah, it's called The Red Table Talk, and it depends what you're into. If you if you like smashing your head against the wall,
I'd sit down and just snack on it.
Not a chance at all.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Carbo, our esteemed newsreader, who is a... Well, I was going to say a fantastic person. I think he's just half a bloke these days. But
jeez, anyway, I'm one of the nicest guys. Yeah.
Now, this stems from every morning we come in and we have a little meeting before the show. Carbo hits us with the four or five things that's happening around Perth, but also around the world. And this conversation goes back to Melbourne, where Ed Sheeran was going to play in front of 108,000 people. And we were chit-chatting away, and Carbo from nowhere goes... And I'm paraphrasing. He's not that good. I don't particularly like him. He's just a busker.
I was just going to say, don't you forget that word, busker.
He's a busker.
Busker.
All he is a busker.
Ooh,
now, Carbo.
I felt like 108,000 people forking out $300 or $400 for a busker was maybe a little over the top. Wow. Ed seems like a good fella, but...
Why do you loathe him, mate? Is it because he doesn't have a drummer? Why you loathe the poor guy? He's a red-headed bloke who loves a beer, can play a guitar, and just turns up the hospital.
Well, don't forget Carbo's background. He's in, Diamond?
Diamond Row. We've got a gig tomorrow night.
He's the drummer.
Right.
He's drumming his life for you.
Our gig probably won't get quite as many as
Ed. Did you apply for Ed Sheeran's drummer
that's
or something?
I just feel like as a drummer, I got to represent the brotherhood right. that Ed just doesn't have a drummer.
So
you never had a drummer.
You loathe Ed Sheeran. You loathe him.
I do. Yep. I loathe what he represents as a drummer. Oh. As a drummer,
those loop pedals.
What Ed represents. Us in the brotherhood have to stick together.
Okay, now Carbo, I'm going to open it up. Yeah. I think you're one out here on this island. You've called him a busker.
A busker.
He's about to break. You read the news. He's about to break the record at Optus Stadium.
Yeah. 75,000, I think.
Yeah,
75,000, Zave, to watch a busker. And, like, that's great. That's great.
Did you hear the pain in his voice when he reported on it? Oh, he didn't want to say it.
I know you've put in fake numbers. Emergency services won't be there and the train lines are down. 133353. Carbo, I think you might be the only person in Perth who loathes Ed Sheeran.
Any other drummers, ring up, please, guys.
He's just a normal bloke. He could be at the pub with you this afternoon.
I don't want to branch out from his music, but he visits a lot of kids
Did you see the other day the performance in the shopping centre? Young girl was singing, give me a bit of 18 or something like that.
Oh, right.
And she was up there singing.
Performing. Oh, performing.
Right. Ed thought she was just a little bit off, maybe. Jumped up.
Did a
duet. Swinging the mic back and forth.
That's back and forth.
Was a drummer there? Was there any drums?
No, because we could hear them actually sing. I don't think there's anyone out there, Carbo. He's about to break the record. Ed Sheeran's about to break the record at Perth Stadium, at Optus Stadium. Does anyone in this state loathe Ed Sheeran, the busker, like Carbo, the newsreader?
Let's start with Clint. Hey, Clint, how you doing?
Yeah, how you going, Michelle?
Good, Dals, good. Are you on the drumming side of things or are you on the busker side of things?
I'm on the drumming side of things.
There you go.
Not a drummer, but I loathe anyone that's got red hair, eh?
Wow. Oh, double Clint. Down on that.
Wow.
Oh, Clint. That's fabulous.
I'm not a fan of the old red knobs.
He won a flag with the Hawks, but other than that,
you can't
gingers
trust
are out.
Yes. Thanks, brother. Thanks, brother.
Gingers out. Yeah. See, when they write Clint's name in capital letters, it looks like something else. Yeah. Aaron, good morning.
Morning. How you going, guys?
Mate, it's Sheeran. Is he just an average busker and you loathe him, or is he actually someone who's filled the MCG with 110,000 inside it?
Oh, he's filled 110,000 people at the MCG, but no, I don't like him.
No.
He rips people's music off, stuff like that.
Rips their music off, allegedly. Good example. I'm not too big into it, to be honest with you, but who's he ripped off out of interest?
I've heard from people. I don't know the exact artist, but I'm just going with that.
Said.
Yes,
all
said.
Yeah, okay.
Documents. Just throwing things at the wall. Yeah. Like,
he's ripping music off. Andy Lee put him through the grill that time.
I heard he stole lollies from a child.
No, sorry.
You're turning.
Even the Hamish and Andy. Sorry, even the Hamish and Andy gear. Where he was in the peep shows.
Oh, they told people
and he was behind. Yeah, the peep show. The curtain peels back for 2 minutes. You have a watch or whatever you want to do, and then the curtain closes.
Yeah.
And they were selling a 2-minute peep show of Ed Sheeran.
Mm. And no one believed him.
Yeah. And you'd pay your $2, the curtain would open, Ed Sheeran would play a song to you, and then the curtain would close. Yeah. That was good gear.
He's a solid human being.
Does that not sound like drums? Yeah, but it's a drum machine.
It's a loop.
See, there's a difference now between a drum machine and a real drummer. So he's kind of met us halfway.
So he's good enough to do all of it.
Still not.
No, you're scared.
Still not there yet.
He's phasing you out. That's the problem. Yeah. There's fear involved here.
Enjoy Ed on Sunday. 92.9 Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Ampol Legends of Speedway Retro Night is on this Saturday at Perth Motorplex. Wear your retro gear from yesteryear and celebrate Speedway. Get your tickets now at motorplex.com.au.
Your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Zaves. Sport Report. Cricket.
I don't usually say this, Michelle, but buckle yourself in. fair bit happening in his sport around the world today. Ryan Daniels at the moment just doing a little twinkle in his pants, a bit nervous, so I'm going to rip the absolute. I was going to say something so inappropriate. And my job flashed in front of my eyes. So, hey, let's start with the cricket. Overnight, the Aussies are playing the Indian cricket team. Usman Khawaja, 104, and not out.
What's that away? Gets to his 100. And what a performance. His first in India, first against India. And number 14 in all.
One of the most informed batsmen in the world at the moment. Absolutely smacking him. Usman. Cam Green, WA's very own Cam Green, 49, not out. The Aussies are 4 for 2, 5-5.
NBA.
Now, Michelle, have you ever played a game of sport and thought, oh, goodness me, I'd just love to give the refs or the umpires a bit of a clip?
Definitely. Just not a whole bit, but just sections of.
So Fred Van Vliet is a star for Toronto in the NBA.
Okay.
He's on big money. Mm. He's got a lot of money. Mm. And he weighed up the pros and cons of slamming the refs post-game and thought, oh, no, I'll pay the fine.
Have a go.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was terrible tonight. You know, out of the three, there's one or two that just fucked the game up. Come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a bullshit tech. You know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be dicks and just kind of f*** the game up. Nobody's coming to see that shit. They come to see the players.
Oh. Right, we missed a couple of bits at the end.
Wow.
Anyway, so that was a fair bit of feedback for the refs. He wasn't overly thrilled with how the game was ref.
Jeez, I tell you what.
How's that? I thought first time when he said that they were something F. Yeah. I thought that'll do. Yeah. But I know. Yeah. Just made the point really clear. So Fred's going to have a little fine coming his way. Draymond Green at the moment, four-time All-Star, four-time champion. Draymond Green is at war with a player called Dylan Brooks. Now, Dylan Brooks plays for Memphis. The Memphis team do a lot of this. A little chatty. It's a young, dumb, you know, anyway, they keep chatting away. Dylan Brooks had a shot at Draymond Green. And Draymond, I love how the Americans don't really care. They just fire back. Well, he's fired back.
If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. I'm trying to figure out why they like you in Memphis. Or do they like you in Memphis? That's a better question. I'm not sure your teammates like you. Mm. The dynasty starts after you, not with you, champ.
Champed at the end, too. Called an idiot and then champed at the end. That spray goes for about 4 or 5 minutes, too. So there's another little piece of the pie there.
NRL.
And last but not least, on a serious note, the Panthers last night beat the Bunnies 16-10. But the story coming from that game, someone in the crowd racially abusing Latrell Mitchell. Jason Demetrio, the coach of the Bunnies, had this to say after the game.
It happened. It's not the first time we've come here as a club and our players have been racially abused. Like, where does it end? It's just not on. I shouldn't have to be able to come here as a coach and lead a team of players in here to be racially abused. It's not what our game's about, and we have to stamp it out completely. NRL clubs, they have to get rid of it. I'm life bans. Anyone wants to make racial abuse, and get them out of the game. We don't want their support. It's got to end.
I don't mind that.
No, I think that's the sentiment of every single player, coach, or anyone involved in professional sport. And outside professional sport, I think people say, well, if you're going to act like an idiot, you don't get rewarded to watch the superstars play that you've just abused. So, anyway, there's a little bit of sport for you.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're having a look at online on Reddit. They're talking Perth, and they're talking about the laziest tradie, and that's what we're basically looking for that today.
The laziest trade.
The laziest trade. Okay, yeah, and so someone's come in. The lousy tradies leaving their leftover screws and stuff on the floor. Second tyre in the year that he's popped because some lazy something or other couldn't pick up the screws. And who's the biggest offender here of leaving stuff behind? I would guess it'd have to be builders, would it?
No, I wouldn't know.
You'd get good builders and you'd get bad builders, like junk-wise, wouldn't you?
Our site's pretty good next door to us. But even like Can Literally Go Tits Up is the name of the writer here. I let one young plumber park his van on my lawn to make it easier for the kid. Mm. He repaid the favour by his leftover pouring concrete on my lawn. Right near the front door. Yeah, so he just tipped the concrete.
Just, I've got a bit over. Bang, she's out.
Yeah, so the plumber's got the whack there.
I had one once that I think he was a plumber too, actually, and he was working out the back, and then he's like, all right, I'm all done. And we had a house where you had to walk through it to get from the backyard out to the front. There was no side access.
Mm.
Mud just all the way through. No. And he knew he had filthy boots. Yeah. I'm like, hey, I got a claim.
Stop
it. I don't like you now.
And Katie's add to it, I copped a screw on my 19-inch tyre about 6 months ago. The tyre was only 5 months old.
Oh, no.
Too close to the sidewall. Had to be replaced. Another 500 there.
Jeez.
So tradies are copping a bit of a grief here. And I must say, they're all super respectful from my end.
Yeah.
No. The tradies who keep parking in front of my bins.
Yeah, see, you've got you go, builder, right on.
Yeah, actually, okay. Now I am going to add to it. Yeah, the bin day.
Yeah.
Don't cover my bins up.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you to park there.
And they
just
know.
Put them somewhere.
Because you've had at least one conversation, haven't you, about bins and trucks?
Well, not so direct conversation when I just threw it into their skip, the nappies and stuff. That was more of an indirect, that was more of a statement than anything else. But yes, the tradies, I'm happy with them all, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you. I don't have too many bad experiences with laziness.
You know what's going to happen here? I reckon there'll be a tradie. Well, call in and tell us who you think, the messiest tradie?
Yeah,
is that who we're
laziest,
after?
Laziest tradie.
Yeah. So they're just leaving stuff, doing things, being just
don't
lax.
Care.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm going to nominate someone, actually, a lazy tradie. My mate, Chris Bulmer. Very lazy, extremely lazy. Mm. So much so that Mum and Dad paid him about $10,000 to replace the fence the other day, and he just couldn't quite cut the tops off it.
Oh, no.
You're
so it's
me.
Now it's just jagged. Yeah. So Chris Bulmer, you're in, mate.
All right.
Just the lazy 10 went in.
Yeah.
Just the job not done.
You're kidding me.
So Chris Bulmer, and name the tradie too if you want. Mm. Throw the name out there if you want. I mean, I've backed straight over him again.
So
Chris Bulmer.
Individuals who've done things, we can nominate individuals.
If you're the side and you work together, then I reckon you might not want to rag on another trade. You might just want to rag on that
mate Chris is just useless. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, call in. All right, who we got this, eh?
We got a Daniel. We'll start with you, mate. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we going?
Laziest tradie, laziest thing you've seen, mate. Fire away.
It's got to be roofers, mate. I'm a truck driver and we pick up scissor lifts all the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, every time there's always rubbish left in there. You got screws, rivets, all the clippings from the roof that they're chopping up. It's all full in there. So we've got to get it all out and put it in the bin for them.
Oh, there you go. Every time.
Roofers.
Every time.
Now,
every time.
This is where I expect the roofers to get on now and go, oh, that's bulldust. How dare you?
I thought you were going to say they just stay up there and you can't keep an eye on them because they're up high and they're just sitting there eating sandwiches and talking or something. Like, no.
I've done some roofing in my time.
And
I was told, like, just stand between the crack in the tiles, like the join part, because that takes the most weight.
Yeah, right.
Old dopes forgot.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't have cracked. I think I cracked about 13 getting off. Because then I panicked.
Yeah.
Great levels of panic.
Slid off.
No.
And dropped a what?
No, like twinkle toes. I just cracked them all. Just keep cracking them.
I thought you were talking you cracked ribs falling. No, you cracked all
cracked the tiles.
All the tiles.
He's fine. The tiles.
You're not allowed. Yeah.
Jeez, that Christ hasn't rained for 3 months. Adam, good morning.
Yeah, here you go, mate.
Good Adam.
Lazy as Sparky, mate. What do you got?
I've got a bloke that pretty much just does nothing for 12 hours a night all day.
Yeah.
And when there is work on, he calls someone in to do it for him.
Yeah. Wow. And he's holding
And he's been doing that for about 10 years now.
Is he related to you, a friend of yours?
He's a bloke that I work with, mate.
Yeah, bloke you work with.
He doesn't want to pull back the curtain too far. Yeah.
You know who you are.
He didn't want to name any names. No, he knows who he is, though, doesn't he, Adam? When you say that, he knows.
Hey, he should do, but he's in Sydney, so hopefully that's why I rang up.
All your other workmates are going, Adam, did you hear Adam today? Yeah. You know who he's talking
about. Yeah, it's like, again, it's like my mate, he's not in Perth, he won't ever hear this. No. Chris, go cut the fence palings, mate. Lazy.
Just step up.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about here right now. Yeah, I want to the world game. The world game. Oh, there we go. Those tight leather pants I used to grind to. Up on a pole.
What do you call it? Footy or soccer?
Soccer.
Yeah.
Well, I call it the world game. I respect it. But in Australia, and certainly in Perth, it's soccer. Anyway, but I'm on a few fan sites. I do enjoy the A-League.
Yeah, okay.
Melbourne City is a side that I don't follow, but I'm in a group, a thread, you know, like the supporters aware. Thread. Mm-hmm. Just see if anything's kicking around, especially after the local derby bananas that went on about 6 months ago. Yes. So I sort of jumped in there just to see what was going on and really enjoyed the ride. Yes. Some passionate supporters. Yeah. Anyway, I think this guy here who's commented on the Melbourne City supporters with a heart sight. Now, we've all told little fibs, and especially when we're on the dating scene, we've all told little fibs. Mm-hmm. Now, I won't say the name of this gentleman, but he's wrote it on the discussion board, this message. Hey, gang, I'm bringing my Tinder date to the game on Sunday, and I kind of told her I'm a big deal in the active. So, like, if I buy you all a hot dog or two, will you cheer like I'm the leader when I strut my stuff into Bay 17? Love you all.
How are they going to know that it's him? He's going to send out the picture of his face.
They've got such a little tight. Like, it's
that tight.
It's not like the MCG where there's 100,000.
Yeah,
behind
course.
The goals is the Melbourne City. So I'm sure the fan base know each other because you see each other regularly. Again, just a little message that he's put on the board. He's told his little Tinder date a little fib.
Oh, how lovely.
Hey, gang, I'm bringing my Tinder date to the game on Sunday, and I kind of told her I'm a big deal in the active. So, like, if I buy you all a hot dog or two, will you cheer like I'm the leader when I strut my stuff into Bay 17?
That's so cute.
Love you all.
So
just
told
a small fib.
Yeah.
Told the Tinder date that, sorry, on Sunday I'm busy. I'm a pretty big deal at Melbourne City. But, hey, I've got a ticket if you'd like to come.
Yeah, and then
he's
going to
walk in and up they go. Cheers.
There he is.
Our fearless leader. All that sort of stuff. I mean, a lot of people tell tiny little fibs.
Yeah.
Tiny little fibs.
But just to, you know, you're trying to ingratiate yourself, make yourself look good.
Yeah.
If I went on that date and they all cheered for my date who'd arrived, I'd be like, mate, you want to see this guy?
He's popular, the king.
Yeah.
Gee, he's the world game. Yeah. But imagine what he's like in Brazil if we ever got him over there.
You wouldn't. You just couldn't. You couldn't move.
That doesn't fly. That's why he moved out to Australia. He's just too big over there. I think he's the Palais or something. Anyway, what I want to do, what was the tiny little fib that you either told or you were told whilst going through the early stages of dating?
I've got one.
What have you got?
I don't tell people I'm in radio.
You don't tell people
I'm in marketing.
What, and why?
Which is not a lie.
Marketing.
Yeah, I'm in marketing, sort of.
Well, it's a fib.
I mean, it's a...
That's a fib.
The blatant
it's half the
it's
truth.
A blatant fib.
I think it falls under the whole truth.
Yeah.
You're not getting the whole
but
truth
I mean,
from
it's not a, you know, for example, it's a tiny little fib. It's not a, I've got a clear and clean criminal history and you've just got out for 20 years. Yeah, you've murdered someone back in the day.
Oh, you're talking about me. Yeah,
that's
what I'm
saying. Like, you haven't just missed that part of your life.
I mean, you don't go, I don't roll out and go, I'll have a yacht.
Yeah.
You can hang out on the weekend if you want. Don't say
that
sort of stuff.
No, you don't. So you're in marketing, not in radio.
Yeah, I'm in marketing, yeah.
And that's, I'd never lie. I'd just straight up and down, an honest guy. Just straight up and down.
What do you do with yourself? Just dominate on the footy field, babe? What do you get up to?
Actually, that's the lie. That's the lie. I told him I could play footy. Penny, good morning.
Good morning.
What was the small little fib, mate?
So I come from a small town and on holidays we'd have tourists come in.
Yep.
And so like we would obviously go on dates with some of the tourist guys.
Oh, nice.
And we would tell them that we're in the Air Force or the Army and sort of like ramp it up. And we worked at the local cheese factory.
That's fabulous, Penny. That is fabulous. You talk, drop a bit of knowledge. Oh, the G-forces are out of control. I've got about 5G on me,
Gee, it's good to be here before I get shipped off back to Afghanistan. Just spending some time.
Will you wait for me?
Yeah. Thanks, Penny.
All right, let's go. We've got May on the line. Hey, May, how you doing?
Morning, guys.
Oh, well, all right. Now, this is your now husband, is it?
It is.
Right. What happened?
So when we first started dating, I told him that once I got my license, my parents were going to give me their Renault Megane.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Is that a fancy car, is it? Nice car.
It was fancy at the time.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, so you're going to have a beautiful machine,
And he could just picture himself saddling up next to you in the new wheels.
Yeah, but unfortunately that never happened.
Completely.
No.
And 15 years later, he actually brought it up at our wedding.
Oh, nice.
I love it. He remembers.
Is the car still in the family, May?
Oh, no, that's well gone.
Oh, well gone. Okay,
so
no.
So these are my problems,
there's no
dating.
Chance of redemption there.
I don't know if they're going to be for me or for the Mazda 3, you know what I mean?
That is right, actually. Especially with that $3,000 you dropped on it.
You know,
I mean, that is a bad investment. Spend three to have no price bump.
I swear to God.
But no price bump.
I don't want to talk about it. It hurts too much. All right, let's tie it up. Colin, how are you?
Very well, thanks, guys, and yourself?
Oh, well, Colin, you got lied to. What was it?
I was living in Sydney and met this young lass, and she told me she was a professional sailor.
Could have been our previous caller, actually. Yeah. She said she's in the army and the navy.
Don't fall for that, Cole. She works in the cheese factory.
Well, she was actually navy.
She was actually. So hang on, where was the lie then?
Well, basically, she told me she was a professional sailor, and I'm thinking,
I see, just sailor
person and all that.
Sydney to Hobart on the Comanche or whatever those
words. I'm thinking, you beauty, you know.
Not firing
cruises
rockets.
On Sydney Harbour of the evening and, you know.
Wearing a Rolex and a windbreaker.
A nice Chardonnay.
Yeah. End up going for a tour on a great battleship.
No, that's not bad.
In handcuffs. Shouldn't have been on there.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Book your next event at the Canfield, Australia's biggest pub. The footy season is knocking on the door. So it's our shout with 92.9 Triple M's Friday Footy Frothies.
It is happening this afternoon, and Michelle just went rogue.
Yeah, man.
Off script.
It's Friday. It's
played
frothy,
the siren.
It's footy, and Jackie there. Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm here.
Jack, good. All right, 4 p.m. today. Is it free?
It is free. Bloody oath, it is.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. Have you got three mates,
days,
Jack?
Man.
Yeah, I got three mates so I can bring now. I can sort that out.
Yeah, cool.
By
chance, you're not swinging past Doubleview on the way through. You don't want to grab me?
Yeah, I can do if you need to.
All right, mate. Look forward to you pick me up. You and three mates coming. JB, Billy, Canfield.
Yeah. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be good fun.
It's going to be
great. Yeah, agree.
Good on you, Jack. I'll see you there.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
All right, Michelle.
Stop
Jack's yearning for a drink.
He's had a long week. I tell you, he's having a long week. Now, Michelle, just quickly before we do get to the news, just a little bit here for you.
Go on.
Now, you know you were the ambassador for this movie.
Wait.
Oh, I'll tell you what, now it's going blank. Oh, gee, I'll tell
Hang
you
on.
A lot of cocaine was lost.
I need you to go and get it.
No, don't eat that, don't eat that.
Let's see what kind of effect that has on you.
Cocaine bear. Now, there's something kicking around the horse racing industry at the moment in Queensland.
No.
There might be a movie coming off the back of this called Cocaine Horse.
No way.
An unbeaten sprinter End Assembly has tested positive A and B sample for cocaine.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's weird.
After it won the Gold Edition plate. So it's won listed races, and it's tested positive A and B sample to...
A and B sample
just to a bit of the sniff.
Well, where's he getting it? You know what I mean?
Well, where did Cocaine Bear get it from? Who knows?
Well, that was out of the sky with the cartel.
I think that's the storyline they're going to run. It just fell from the sky. Anyway, tested positive. Good horse. Very good horse.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Now, you've been here for 2 weeks. You've ended up with the nickname The Taddy and 3.5. So,
and I don't want to put pressure on you, but could you get this done in 3 minutes? Because I've got Uber coming.
What did you order?
Yeah,
what did you get?
Just Maccas, just basic Maccas. Have a hashies.
Bacon, egg, McMuffin or something.
There you go. Yeah, of course. Hash brown. What do you think that costs you?
A hash brown, aren't they a dollar?
Oh, mate, incorrect.
It's insane. Three bucks
for a hash brown.
Maccas.
We love Maccas.
We love Maccas.
Personally, I adore them.
I'm going to buy it anyway.
Yeah. But absolutely.
They slipped that one in there, didn't they?
No,
they were in the soft serve sort
it's
of
that potato,
level
it's
of
the
charge.
Potato shortage.
It's the crispy. Charge.
That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Bloody. You know what happened to me? I went to the Wildcats about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks, whenever their season ended. And I went to get some chips for my kid. He loves chips.
Yeah.
And then he had wedges. Wedges made a comeback.
Oh,
because they ran out of chips in the whole of Perth the only thing you could get at the arena was wedges, bit of sour cream and chili.
Ooh. Yeah, no, that's a good little combo.
He didn't eat them. But that was like the 90s. Remember the 90s with wedges?
So it was a big deal, wasn't it? Things. How fancy.
My corner deli's gone from a thick cut to a thin cut. Sambo's yesterday.
I don't mind that.
Anyway, Rhino, the captains, got together.
They did. So this happens every year now, right? Captain's Day. Yeah. To me, it's ludicrous. It makes no sense. You get these guys, they don't want to be there. You could see they trudge out onto Marvel Stadium. They're all making awkward small talk with each other. You know, as Darcy Moore said, next week they'll be trying to rip each other's throats out, but now they're supposed to be having conversation. Basically,
the preseason's been good, don't you think? Coaches are good.
How's the family? Never speak again.
Nah.
They all get together, they make their predictions, and I don't reckon there's any group of people in Australia who care less about predicting what's going to happen in an AFL season than the AFL captains.
Correct. Yeah, and they don't watch, a lot don't watch footy.
Hardly any of them
watch
footy.
Turn up, play at a level, and then they're outstanding at football.
Correct.
That doesn't mean they watch it.
No.
That's enthralling. Yeah. I thought they'd do that as research, but no.
Nah, they have to do some sort of study, but it's not like they sit down like us.
Ooh, it's on. Yeah. Hey, tell me this. I heard that Luke Shuey was not there. What's behind that?
Good question. So obviously all the captains are there. Jeez, you've got a close eye on this.
Yeah, I've got my source.
I know you're a huge fan of Captain's Day. I know you mark the calendar off, finish work, and you just sit down and Shuey wasn't there. Liam Duggan was there instead.
Right.
And it's not a major. I mean, anytime like Shuey misses anything, it's a big whoa.
Yeah.
They got main training today, which they'll do a match simulation in anticipation of next week. He needs to get more minutes into the legs so that he can play against North Melbourne. You don't put a 32-year-old bloke on a plane unnecessarily who's got soft tissue history.
Correct.
So there's nothing wrong as such,
but
it's just a way to avoid it. West Coast add up those flying hours real quick in a season. Yeah. So do Fremantle. See, you're putting an old bloke on a plane for one extra trip. I reckon the Eagles hierarchy would have gone, there's no way we're putting Luke Shuey on that plane.
No, I agree with that. Now, did you notice too, the captains, how they come together and vote who they think will win the Brownlow, who do you think will win the flag?
Yeah.
Who do you think will make the top eight?
Yeah.
Did you see how many in the Fremantle corner for the captains?
To make the grand final?
To make the eight.
Oh, to make the eight, there was only 12. It was 12.
Was it 12?
It was 12 to make the eight, but none to make the grand final.
Yeah, right.
Which I thought was a slap in the face.
But I still thought 12 was a slap in the face.
12's a bit of a slap too. I think people are underestimating Fremantle.
We spoke about last week. Yeah. Their draw. You could play in their first 8 weeks.
I am playing.
And you'd still win.
Yeah, they'd still win. No, I think they're going to. My tip is actually Brisbane Fremantle for the grand final.
If I was an AFL captain,
they would have had one.
Yeah.
I'm not, though. Just an interesting note on the captains. They've had nine new captains.
Yeah.
That's the equal most ever. And nine defenders as captains. It's a new trend.
So the brain defenders. The men's department.
They do say that. What do they say about, is it the defenders win premierships?
No. Oh,
midfielders get
sponsorships
and forwards sell memberships or something?
I don't know.
You win it at the back, and by how many points is it from?
Okay.
That's what I'm entitled. I think that was a
union. I like that. Yeah, I do like that.
It was said much more eloquently, though. I was busy. My orders arrived. Sorry, I did not hear a thing.
$14 hash browns are here.
Yeah. The last one on the captains.
Yeah.
Did you notice that when they came together, they had to talk about who the alpha captain was?
Oh.
And Max Gawn was
Hold on. Can I answer?
Yeah.
Is it danger?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Max Gawn turned up thinking he was going to be the alpha premiership captain, been there a long time. Nah. Danger in his first ever week. Woof, woof.
It's funny you say
front
that.
Front middle for the photo. Yep.
100% chest out. I saw them walking out,
Danger.
I went, geez, Danger looks amazing.
Yeah, love
he's,
him.
He's got that
big
swagger.
Chest, the big chest.
He's holding a cup. I mean, that helps. No, first time captain.
Geez, even I'd be the alpha dog.
That's how me and my girlfriend's talk. He's got that chest, you know, he's got all that. Yeah, dreamy.
He's holding the cup.
Liam Duggan, he was there. He looked like a little tadpole.
I felt sorry for Liam. He's not the captain. He didn't want to be. He's kind of like, I'm just filling in for Luke here. Hey, guys. I'm not the
You'd
captain.
You'd rather no one be there. We'll just Photoshop Shuey in anyway.
Imagine that. Just quickly as well, Nick Natanui, I know a lot of talk about his Achilles. He's still working on trying to play.
Yes.
Like they're still putting him through the paces. Mm. They're thrashing him at training. He's so sore the other day, but he is doing it. He's ticking the boxes. So don't rule a line through him yet.
Round one.
We're going to talk about it for another week before we find out.
Round one, mate. So this time next week, we'll be talking about a game. Yeah, which is fantastic.
Crazy. Well, Thursday night. Cannot wait.
Now, Sean, you've been spruiking this now for about 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Big derby news.
Yes.
Has he really?
It'd be
huge,
incredible.
Mate.
Have you been pumping it for 2.5 hours?
I've been doing horizontal listening from 5:30 till 10 to 8 to hear this news.
You're
so
constantly
let's go.
Horizontal, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we don't understand what that means.
He's actually lying down. You can't see it at home. He's lying down right now. Yeah.
Not in the new cabana I'm sitting on. This is outstanding.
Beautiful new chair.
Mark Eddie, shout out.
The big boss.
Let me tell you, 2005. What's that, 18 years ago now?
Sydney Swans.
Long time. Long time ago, right? Around 20 August.
Yep, yep.
That was the last and only time there's ever been Friday night football for a derby.
Ooh. We had a derby Friday night. It's down as a Sunday afternoon.
That's round three. That's round three.
Yeah.
Park your car.
Oh, right.
Lovely,
yeah. Yeah.
There's I've gone early again.
There's another derby.
Story of my life.
There's another derby.
Later, okay.
In round 22.
Right.
My sources are telling me that that is very likely to be a Friday night game.
Wow.
Now, there's a little bit of small print. That it might be one of those double-header Friday nights.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
It's all right. So,
opens our weekend up.
There's a game before it over in Melbourne.
Yep.
And then there's a game here as the later Friday night. But how good? Mm-hmm. We haven't had Friday night footy for a derby in a very long time.
No.
Now, that won't get locked in for a while yet.
Yes.
Now, the caveat would be if West Coast don't lift a little bit.
Oh, hang on.
I'm just saying. This is based on performance. But right now, it's marked down in a very strong pencil.
Okay. Friday night derby.
Round 22. Just put that in round 21 when it gets confirmed. I want streamers coming down. I want confetti popping out.
Okay, we're going down south that weekend.
Just have a think about it.
And last but not least, Michelle, did you hear the released audio from Ross Lyon? I haven't heard it, sorry, but you know the story.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that, Rhino?
So some background for those who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches, you know, in the coaches' box, they're saying whatever they want to say, right? There's no filter in a coach's box.
Well, you see it on the camera. You can't hear it, but you see it and you're like, that's fruity. Yeah.
It would be the absolute best stuff to hear, right, Zave?
Yeah. They've been in there, I reckon, 25 times.
Be amazing.
Yeah. No, you're not amazing because you realise how they just lose their brains.
Ruthless. He nearly got punched in the head, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just very ruthless. So what happens is that the clubs all send out their extra vision that they get to all the other clubs. They put it on a big server. They share it. But normally you don't put the audio on it.
Uh-huh.
You cut the audio out so no one else can hear what you're saying. Unfortunately, St Kilda didn't do that. They put the audio on there, loaded it up.
You've got someone like me working in their IT. Yeah. They shouldn't have that.
But the only saving grace would be... Who in their right minds running to watch the vision from St. Kilda?
Well, someone must have heard it. Someone had to hear it.
Man, lucky it wasn't a blockbuster or there was an incident or something where everyone goes, we've got to cut that vision. Like, no one, it was a boring game.
That's a good point. But Ross Lyon, as we know, has a way with words.
Yes.
He's quite colourful.
Yeah.
We've heard some of the great stories over the years. I have a theory that I think you have too.
Yeah, I think he's smarter than what people give him credit for. That's all I'll say.
Let's just say you're Ross Lyon and you've just taken over St Kilda again and you get in there and maybe there's some things you don't think are going that well.
Change.
And maybe you say some stuff unfiltered and maybe you want your players to hear it.
Are you talking accidentally on purpose?
Maybe, but that's not it.
That's us shooting the shot. That's a complete theory.
Yes,
that's shooting the shot at the Scarborough
Sean,
Sporty.
Do not post this because it'll end up on Fox Footy. Do not post this. I'm not saying that's what's happened.
Okay.
I'm just saying if that did happen, it would be a pretty smart move.
So to clarify, Ralphie, Rhino says Ross released the audio deliberately.
Just saying.
But if you're going to post it, Fox, just put Triple M Perth there, please. That's a request.
Failure is feedback. Ross Lyon.
Ryan Daniels, our footy expert for 2023. You're coming tonight, Rhino. We'll see you this afternoon.
Wait.
Friday footy is going to be big.
Three and a half.
Do you guys have
three and a half,
a jasmine tea or something lined up for me?
Mate.
Maybe an Earl Grey for you.
Earl Grey
waiting.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Sean will have one.
I'll have a couple.
in between drinks. You know, Mum and Dad, you say, just have a water in between your beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean has six non-alcoholic drinks before I land.
And still, you know why his problem is? Doesn't eat carbs.
Yeah. You'll be back Monday, Rhino. And
sure will.
Sponsored Monday. What about that? Happy days.
Wow.
Great company
They've
too.
Jumped on.
Can we talk about them yet
or we have to wait till Monday?
I don't know.
Let's launch it Monday.
We'll launch it Monday.
Erickson.
92.9 Triple M.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Book your next event at the Canfield, Australia's biggest pub. The footy season is knocking on the door. So, it's our shout with 92.9 Triple M's Friday Footy Frothies.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome to Friday morning. Zabe Michelle for breakfast on a very special day because it is Friday footy frothies happening this afternoon. We got some of the last tickets in town, guys, so we thought we'd dust off this little game. We've secured
them. So telling me Nova aren't giving away
tickets
tonight?
We've secured them.
It's our event.
Tizzying it up. How do we get a hand on these?
We've secured these guys. We've actually secured them. So crickets or tickets, Michelle. We've done it a few times. It's pretty easy concept. We laugh.
Tell a joke.
I tell a laugh. We laugh. You win the tickets.
Right.
If you tell a joke that doesn't fly,
crickets.
That's all you'll hear. So virtually we'll go, Michelle,
here,
you're
I'll
on
give
the
you one. Yep. I'll give you one. Here's a test run. All right. You ready, Xavier?
Yeah.
It's more of a statement that you're going to laugh at, all right? This is a killer, this one. Hey, Zave, I'm afraid for my calendar. Its days are numbered. I don't get the tickets.
Yeah. Good morning, Jeremy. Mind you. Then we just move straight on. We just move straight on. So here's your last opportunity to come this afternoon. Of course, Jamie and Billy are in.
This is going to be
one of your
with
last.
Us. With us.
Oh, with us. Yeah,
with
yeah,
us.
Yeah.
With us. This is our last opportunity with us. Please.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Zave and Michelle's crickets or tickets.
Yeah, that is right. The promotions department has been busy. We've secured some of the last tickets in town to Friday's footy.
I just heard 6PR might have a spare double.
To our event.
Some of the last tickets here. You know, people have been calling out asking if they can buy them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple I can sell if you want. Hit me up on socials.
Directly,
you're going to have to make a speech and be on the chatting panel. Yeah.
Friday Footy Frothies is happening tonight. And if you can make us laugh, then you could win them. If you don't make us laugh, you'll just get...
Cricks.
Bit of the crickets. The cricks.
Simple as that. Yeah, the cricks.
Easy concept.
All right. Are we ready?
Now, make sure you don't put a G in this name. Ori, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh,
hey.
I love that, mate. Do I sense an accent?
Canadian, yeah.
Canadian, you beauty, mate. All right, crickets or tickets. We laugh, you get the tickets, you get the crickets. We move on. Ori, the floor is yours.
All right. So a horse walks into the camp field for Friday Footy Frothies, and Xavier looks at him and says, "Why the long face?"
Did you finish that joke?
How dare you?
Is that the whole thing?
Don't you dare critique. Okay, all right, let's go on. Josh, how are you going?
Good morning, team. How are we?
All right, you ready?
I changed my joke, so I'm panicking here. But
okay, he's gone on the fly. He's pivoted.
Relax and breathe. Remember, we can't swear on commercial radio. That sometimes happens when you get a bit raffled.
No, I got this. All right, why did the chicken go to the gym?
Don't know.
So he could work in getting stronger pecs.
Probably would have gone with the first one.
They deserve a little giggle. These are hen's teeth tickets, you know.
Yeah. Rob, good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys.
No foreplay here, mate. Go bang.
Righto, mate. How do you tell the difference between a boy and a girl ant?
Don't know.
Throw him in a glass of water and the one that floats is the boy ant.
That was a close laugh.
I was quite amused by that.
You're allowed to laugh if you want. You can let it go.
Yeah, all right.
We've secured these tickets.
I got spoken to sternly before this started.
Yeah, no, we've secured these. We can give them away.
We've got them.
Jeez.
Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. How you going?
Mate, I'm just looking at Sean and thanking him just for securing these tickets to our own gig tonight.
I might even get them myself. That'd be fun.
Jez, the floor's yours, mate.
Yeah, tough crowd this morning, guys, but... got a joke for you. Two dolphins walk into a bar. One says the other one, "How much do you weigh?" And the other guy goes, "I don't know. I don't have scales."
God.
I got a laugh there.
Jez, mate, you're coming along. Congratulations.
Legend,
have you got three mates?
I do.
Yeah, and you enjoy a beer?
I don't mind one or two.
And you like JB and Billy?
Absolutely.
That's the trifecta
in my eyes. Hold on, before we go, do you fall off a cliff after three beers or are you still stable?
Oh, I reckon I'd still stay up top, I reckon.
Good, because okay, we can only have one of those. Okay. We only can have one.
Yeah, Jeremy, if Sean does come put his arm around you, don't worry. There's no sexual tension. He just needs a shoulder to keep himself upright, okay?
No problem. I'll
good
be there,
mate.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M. Book your next event at the Camfield, Australia's biggest pub. The footy season is knocking on the door. So, it's our shout with 92.9 Triple M's Friday Footy Frothies.
Well, it is going down this afternoon, and I was like a hacker on the computer just then, Michelle and Ticketmaster, yeah, managed to secure two more tickets for this afternoon.
It's going down this afternoon. So are you after three beers. Yes. And who else is going down to the Camfield today?
Rob.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how's it going?
Very well, Rob. You got three mates to go and you're free at 4 p.m. today?
I definitely do.
And you can handle your alcohol. We're just checking that as well because we've only got room for one Sean here. You good?
I think I can have more than three and I'll be fine.
Okay, good, Rob. Because I must say, I have seen the tickets that, we managed to secure. Mm. The T's and C's say in the end that if Sean Subro does put his arm around you, please no HR. Please. There's no sexual tension.
No
again,
HR
it
stuff
is like a crutch for a leg injury. It's as simple as that. Just going to be, you just got to hold him up.
So, Rob, as long as you feel safe, as long as you feel safe, you can come along.
Yeah, I'll feel safe. That's fine.
Thanks, good, Rob. And for those that are lucky enough to come, the safe word is pineapple tonight. Okay, so if anyone, if you ever hear anyone yell out pineapple, and especially if it's upside down, pineapple, and then just sort of we'll manoeuvre that person away from Sean, male, female, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We'll just.
That's very good thinking, Xavier. Yeah. Very good thinking.
Nah, it's gonna be huge tonight, Friday Footy Frothies.
Oh, it will be.
Cannot wait.